Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mike's on.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Friedson's here. I said that wrong. I did tell you earlier in the hour that Felice Friedson was going to be here, but Felice Friedson is not here. But we have good news. Because, and by, as I said earlier, Felice is a very important person, and she and her husband, Michael, are the driving entrepreneurial forces behind the Media Line, an organization I've been telling you about now for a few years, which are practicing honest, professional journalism in the Middle East. Maybe the only people who are doing that. And Felice got called into a high-level meeting. And so there's at least one thing more important in the Middle East than Jim Blasingame. And Michael is here. Michael is the other half of the driving force behind the Media Line. Michael's been with us before. We've had his analysis on the show many times before. And we're glad he's back. Michael Friedson, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to have somebody to turn to go to at these times where I'm just left hanging.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you're here. Of course, you know, we love Felice. You tell her we missed her. But I was telling the audience about what you guys practice, the honest brokerage, professional journalism that you guys practice. What is going on, Mike? Have we lost it? Are we losing this around the world? Isn't the loss of professional, objective reporting one of the most dangerous things? Could it possibly be more dangerous than Iran, than North Korea? Am I being hyperbolic here? I mean, this to be dangerous. What do you think?
Oh, you're understating it, if anything. Look, policy is made based on information that the policymakers receive. If the policymakers receive information that's skewed or just not honest or just not accurate, really, I should say, then the policies that come from it are also going to be inaccurate. And then if you get into the more, you know, there are enough things that go wrong in the course of things without any kind of nefarious motive assigned to it. But if you want to go into the nefarious ways, there are people who purposely manipulate news. And that happens on a micro level, a macro level. It happens just because people just don't get it right. They get there are news agencies that are so hell-bent to get a story out that they forget there's something called truth and facts and accuracy. Right. That doesn't matter. They just want to get the headline. They just want to be the first out. That's sort of a benign, motiveless error. But then you get people, and here in the Middle East, we see so much of it. There are organizations, full organizations with accreditation as nonprofits that are masquerading as news agencies. And what they're simply doing is acting as a PR source, feathering their own nest and putting out whatever looks good to convince people to go to their thinking. Well, you know, that may or may not be as nefarious as I say, but at the same time, you're losing the accuracy, you're losing the importance. And then you come to the worst of the worst is that the people who are the end users, the consumers of news, have no confidence in the news that they receive.
Well, that's the problem this is what I wrote my last book about. We're in a period of time right now where analog humans are having difficulty making the transition to the digital age, where not only are our tools faster, not only is our business faster, not only is the marketplace faster, but the marketplace of ideas is not just faster, but it is morphing into sometimes dysfunctional and corrupt sources of information, and we still haven't completely. I think the average, I know the average person out here on Main Street still is not good at being as discerning a consumer of information as we need to be. What do you think?
I agree with you. Felice gave a speech the other night here in Jerusalem, and she was touching exactly on that. You know, the fact that confidence in news is down to zero, the fact that politicians actually outrank the media when it comes to believability.
Boy, that's scary.
Frightening.
That's scary.
Isn't it? And, again, when you see people doing it on purpose and people manipulating and twisting, and even when it's not a malevolent reason for doing it, just the fact that look at the cable news companies now.
Yeah.
You have the split screen. You've got a presenter. You've got someone on one side and someone on the other side.
And a scroll on the bottom, a scroll across the bottom and all that. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, but there's...
In the Middle East...
What's missing is any way to bring them together. They have to do battle or they're off.
That's exactly right. And so what the consumer is left with is more anxiety. So how are people responding? You've been working on this. You and Felice have been working on this honest brokerage journalism. That's what I'm going to call it. Professional journalism.
I like it.
Professional journalism. Honest brokerage journalism. That's my term for it. How are you guys been doing this a long time? How are people responding to your methods? Because you got to be hoisting whoever needs to be hoisted on their own petard. You guys do that for both sides, don't you?
Well, we're not doing it for a side. We're doing it because it's the only way to do it, and that
it doesn't matter. You don't care who needs to be hoisted. You hoist them.
Well, see, it doesn't matter if I care or not. Of course, I got my feelings and my passions. People ask us, you know, they say one of the big, you know the old joke: a rabbi and a priest walking into a bar, and then whatever you say, whatever follows, you laugh at. That's the standard setup for a joke. In the media world, it's you don't do it that way. You simply say, "I'm not biased," and they laugh and laugh and laugh, and you know,
right.
It's the funniest thing you can say. But we don't look at bias. We look at completeness. If something leaves our agency, mm-hmm. it has to have a proper, complete, accurate, full recitation of any narrative that's appropriate.
Even if you don't break the news, right?
I don't care about breaking it. I care about getting it right.
The quality. Folks, this is a really important point as a discerning a consumer. We don't need to. Maybe we need to wait for the third version of a report to know which one to believe. Quick break. TheMediaLine.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
.org.
I'm sorry. TheMediaLine.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.